WNYC and Spice Girl turned fashion designer Victoria Beckham does it. The CEO of the Crunch Fitness franchise does it. Even Anderson Cooper does it. They eat the same lunch every day. And we bet some of you listening out there do too. But in an age of healthy-ish grab-and-go places, home delivery meal plans, and Amazon Fresh, why stick to the same meal for months or in some cases years at a time? What makes people want to eat the same meal every day? Joining me now to discuss this is Joe Pinsker, staff writer at The Atlantic, who covers families and education. He recently wrote a piece in The Atlantic titled "The People Who Eat the Same Meal Every Day." Hi, Joe. Welcome to WNYC.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And you start with a pretty extreme example in this article. You talk to a guy who ate the same office lunch for 25 years. What did he eat and why?
He did. He ate a peanut butter sandwich or some variation thereof. I don't know how we count the continuity here, but he started adding jelly in the final 5 years. And the kind of funny addendum to this is that in the several years it's been since he retired, he actually still continues to eat peanut butter sandwiches, you know, 3 or 4 times a week, he says.
I love those last 5 years when he felt he had nothing left to lose. He went crazy and added jelly. So listeners, we're going to open the phones for you right now. Is there anyone out there who has had the same meal every day for months, even years? When did it begin? And what is the routine do for you? Tweet at Brian Lehrer, and we'll read some of your tweet responses on the air about what you eat and why every day, or give us a call at 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And since it is nearly lunchtime, bonus points will be given to folks on Twitter or Instagram who share a picture of their everyday lunch that you have with you right now, Brian Lehrer on Twitter or on Instagram for Joe Pinsker, who wrote the Atlantic article, "The People Who Eat the Same Meal Every Day." Or again, on the phones, if you do this and want to shout it out and tell us why, 212-433-9692. And you acknowledge in your piece that eating the same thing every day can come across as an indictment of one's lack of creativity. But for some people you spoke to for your story, they found it stress reducing. Talk about why somebody could experience just having different things for lunch as a stressor.
Yeah, certainly. Well, I mean, there are really a range of reasons that people expressed about why they did this. And one of them is that deciding what you're going to have for lunch today is a bit of, it can be one more thing to think about on top of a really long list of things we're already thinking about. On top of that, having the same thing for lunch every day tends to be cheaper, at least compared to eating out every day. And so kind of building a plan in at the beginning of the week and sticking to it means spending a lot less. It also makes shopping a whole lot easier if you're kind of just running through this like same checklist every time you go to the grocery store. It really, I think, at the end of the day, a common theme that I heard in people I talked to is just it's one fewer thing that you have to worry about and can be calming in that regard.
By the way, you mentioned peanut butter sandwich guy, and it looks from the article like quite a few people you interviewed referenced peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, whether it was a retired structural draftsman in Michigan or a computer engineer here in New York. I mean, PB&Js are obviously very easy to make, but it's kind of associated with little kids' lunches. Do you think there's anything to draw from that?
Maybe there's something to say about how calming and nostalgic PB&Js as a food, but I think what it's funny that you picked up on that thread because it's actually something I've been thinking about since I wrote the article. I was just kind of surprised at just how popular PB&Js are. Not only did the people in the article end up saying this, but in the days since I've written that piece, a lot of people have reached out to me and emailed me. And sort of told me what they eat for lunch every day, which is to begin with a kind of a strange experience. But also it's funny how many people have said they eat peanut butter and jellies. I've thought of this as kind of just almost a lunch cliche and something that seems a little dated. But it it seems to be really, really popular still, which surprised me.
For people who don't even want to cut the lettuce and tomato to put on their turkey sandwich or their tuna sandwich. Jeremy in the Bronx, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jeremy.
Hi. Yeah, I don't put lettuce or tomato on my turkey sandwich, mainly because it makes the bread too wet.
Uh-huh.
But I've eaten a turkey sandwich every day for the last 15, 16 years.
How come in your case?
I'm a house painter, and I learned really early on that in this work, this line of work, people tend to eat like pizza or Chinese food or stuff that's really heavy at lunch. And when I did that, by like 2 o'clock, I was dead. So turkey sandwich, yogurt, a couple cookies, keeps me alive on my feet. But I'm glad you're doing this because people are always amazed that I eat the same thing for lunch every day. It always amazes people. And to me, it's not a big deal. It's just
routine.
It's work.
Jeremy, thank you so much. Kim in Ridgewood, you're on WNYC. Hi, Kim.
Hi. So my grandmother, she was like in her 50s till she was about 70-something, she ate Triscuits and cheese every day for lunch. And she actually wrote to the company trying to get some, she thought maybe they would send her some free Triscuits. Oh, I remember. She wrote to them and she said, if I was on a desert island, I would, and I can only take one thing, I would take Triscuits with me, but they didn't go for it.
Did she live to a ripe old age, or does she?
Yeah, she died was almost 102 when she died.
All right. Now we know the secret. Now somebody's going to do a New York Times Magazine article on the cheese and Triscuits diet as the key to being a centenarian. What about health versus non-health? How much did you get into that, Joe?
I talked a bit about this in my article. I consulted somebody who studies nutrition and the food industry, and I was kind of worried. I actually eat the same thing for lunch myself, and I was kind of worried, you know, what if there's just one thing in the slice of cheese that I have every day that is fine on its own, but then if you repeat it thousands of times, you're in trouble. Luckily, the answer I got back, and I probably should have asked this person before I started doing this for 5 years as opposed to after, but 5 years in, I'm pleased to report that there are probably no bad effects coming from this as long as the components of the lunch you're eating are generally nutritious. So there's no harm in repetition in that regard.
Kind of makes some intuitive sense. I mean, there's certainly, I'm sure there's science that says variety in your diet is a healthy thing. On the other hand, if you're eating something healthy every day rather than something unhealthy, then maybe it can be good too.
Yeah, I think it's always important to think about what the alternative would be. And then I also would say it's probably good to get some variety and maybe in breakfast, maybe in dinner, mm-hmm. Because there are a bunch of different nutrients that you'd want to get from a variety
right.
of foods.
And your article is about lunch, right? This is not about people who eat the same thing three meals a day.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah.
Andrea Larchmont, you're on WNYC. Hi, Andrea.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
I have currently cottage cheese, an apple, and 2 cups of tea every day. And the reason for the cottage cheese is they stopped making Danone non-fat yogurt in 8-ounce containers a number of years ago because I guess they went to yogurt for little children everywhere or Greek yogurt. So I had to come up with this substitute. But I do it because it's simple, it's cheap, I don't have to think about it, and it's just very, it works for me.
How long have you been doing it?
Oh, gosh, I can't even, probably most of my adult life, which is, you know, I remember Eisenhower was my first president, so it's pretty long.
Boy. And was it yogurt with apple and tea for years before the,
yes.
you know, they jam and changed
it was,
the thing?
Either if there wasn't tea, it was a can of Diet Coke that I put in the freezer, and then it thawed out by lunchtime.
Thank you very much. Alan in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Alan.
Hi, Brian. I love your show. I listen almost every day when I can. I wanted to mention something about my mom, who has dementia, and she's had the same breakfast for probably as long as I can remember, 20, 25 years. It's simple. It's toast and cheese, essentially with grapes and a banana. But she's able to make it for herself whereas she couldn't adapt to doing other things. I just think it's interesting. It's since she's been doing it for so long, it's like muscle memory. And so for people, I'm just saying for that in my observation, it's, I don't know if it's useful or what, but people who have a routine when they get older, if they do get dementia or some form of dementia, it may become useful for people to have a repetitive meal that they can produce for themselves.
That's interesting. Alan, thank you very much. And Joe, there's another caller, too, who we're not going to have time to take, who's talking about a condition that he has an autistic son who has a certain meal routine. And I don't know if that caller would wind up in the same place saying that's a settling thing. And so it's very productive for his son in particular, like Alan said, it was for his mother in dementia. But maybe that's a thing under certain circumstances.
Yeah, I heard from somebody after writing the article that it was from somebody with autism who had found it to be soothing to eat the same thing for lunch every day. So I think there's something there.
From Twitter, we're getting Chris, who writes, for my lunch, I've been eating the chopped cheese from Five Brothers Deli in Hell's Kitchen for the past 2 years. Wonder if he's getting paid for that product placement. SuperF88 writes on Twitter, breakfast, a mix made of oats, chia seeds, hemp, flaxseed, maca coca, which obviously from the way I said that, I don't know what that is, dried coconut, raw sunflower seeds, pea protein powder with water or almond milk. Why? Even sustained energy and great digestion tastes terrible. How many tastes terribles did you get in this research?
Most people were pretty pleased with what they had. I mean, to some extent, yes, there were people who kind of were turning their brains off and just eating what was in front of them because they had to have sustenance. But I thought that people did a pretty good job of, I mean, I think if you're making a decision to lock yourself into a lunch for a really long time, it makes sense to kind of optimize it up front. Take a little bit of time and think about, oh, what would actually be really tasty? So there's one person I talked to whose lunch sounded super delicious. It was this like turkey sandwich with avocado and hummus and arugula. And I don't know, it seemed like she was doing it right.
And in fact, Tyler on Twitter writes, I ate the same thing every day for 3+ years, a turkey sandwich on wheat bread with spinach, tomato, and honey mustard, cottage cheese and carrots on the side. I found it easier, cheaper, and healthier at the time, but now I realize it was a slight symptom of minor OCD, Tyler says, self-judging. And I guess we should say, before we run out of time, and it's just there's just 30 seconds to go, you write that most people who eat the same thing every day aren't doing so voluntarily. What's a central example of that, real quick?
Oh, I mean, what I am referring to when I say that is just if we take into this account the scope of human history and also just how people around the world eat nowadays, it's more an exception to the rule to have a choice about what you eat. Most people are eating, you know, if they're in a rice culture, they're eating rice, and if they're in potato culture, they're eating potatoes, and that's sort of the core of what they're doing.
Right. And the big reveal, your interest in this is not just philosophical, you do it too. 10 seconds for your daily lunch.
Oh, it's bean soft tacos with melted cheese, some greens on top, salt, pepper, hot sauce, carrots on the side, a little slice of tempeh, and whatever fruit's in season.
Yum. I'm going to go get that today. Joe Pinsker, staff writer at The Atlantic, his article, The People Who Eat the Same Meal Every Day. Thank you so much.
All right, take it easy.